The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What was your lowest body fat percentage?
My lowest recorded was 9.7%.
Wow. Yeah. Today on Lightweights Podcast, we have the fittest man on earth, Zain Hijazi.
I started at like 25.7%.
25.7, and you got down to 9.
9, yeah.
That's crazy. Zain recently went a huge body transformation where for the past eight months, he's been working on himself, and he's looking more ripped now than he ever has in his entire life. Zain started his fitness transformation just as I was finishing mine up, and to see where he started to where he is now is truly mind-blowing. Plus, he's the star of the new Zila documentary, Zain Hijazi's Fitness Transformation. What percentage of diet versus working out do you think it was?
Truly 85%, 90% diet.
And if you're new to Zain, he's a content creator and a hilarious podcast host of the Zain and Heath podcast, Unfiltered. I'm trying to hit 30,000 subscribers, so please hit the subscribe button if you haven't yet. What's the future going to look like for you? Are you going to maintain it?
To some degree, right?
So without further ado, Zain Hijazi, you look phenomenal now.
Thank you so much. You look phenomenal yourself. You know, as clientele of the Zila Fitness program, you know, we're looking pretty sharp these days.
You came in right when I was really diving into it.
Uh-huh.
And I still have that video of you trying to jump rope. Yeah. And I'm like, Zain, you got to take your shirt off. You got to film more. Like, yeah. You're going to really, really appreciate it later on.
And you know what's crazy? That's the only footage I have of
from that day?
Like, big. Yeah. When I took my shirt off. That's really all we have. I have like some stuff on my phone, but like looking back, I realize like I have a lot of, like, you know, on vlogs and videos of me just bigger, like drinking and shit. But I don't really have any like good solid pictures of me like bigger. And I regret that because I don't have much to work off of, especially for like the stuff I want to post and all that.
You were always confident taking your shirt off though, regardless of how you look.
Yeah, I just like didn't care. It wasn't confidence. It was just, I didn't care. I think there's a difference, right?
Right.
Between like confidence and not caring. I just didn't care what I look like. I knew I was like very unhealthy and I didn't like that. If I could like press a button and I was like in shape, I would definitely press that button.
How do you feel physically now compared to then?
I feel amazing. Amazing. I feel so much better. I'm getting better sleep. I feel healthier. I'm not getting like headaches anymore. I'm not feeling like really that foggy anymore, except for like, you know, the normal fogginess I get. But I just feel much, much better being in better shape.
And is this the best shape you've ever been in your entire life?
Yes.
By far?
By far, 100%. Like, I've never been in better shape than right now.
Can we go back to when you first started?
Yeah.
What was the hardest part of getting into that groove?
It was the food. It was the diet. Like, having to cut out like the bad stuff, like the sugar and the unnecessary calories and all that, that was really tough because I lived off of eating whatever I wanted just because I could, you know, because I like didn't care.
The cakes, the cookies, the sweets.
The cakes, the cookies, the pizza, the just whatever I was feeling like I wanted to have, I would have it and I would overeat it. And I was really bad at that too. I was like, I was a big, big overeater. Like I didn't eat till I like was full. I ate till like I had no more food left.
Is that something you learned once you started tracking how much you actually should eat?
Yes. Yeah. Like once you start like counting everything, you realize how much you eat and how much you're not supposed to like be eating that much. And it's not only how much you're eating, it's like how bad the food is, right? So I'll eat like, you have a slice of pizza and you're like, oh wow, that has a lot of junk and calories in it, right? But like I would eat like 8 And it's like, oh my God, I've eaten enough food. I ate enough food for me to like for 3 days, like eating all that, you know, like it's just, it was just so much food. And I'm not saying like 8 pizzas equates to 3 days, but just the amount of calories, the amount of junk in it is how much junk you're supposed to have in the span of 3 days.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's just like not good for you. And I've realized it just the way I've been feeling lately, not only because like I look better, like I feel confidence, but like I feel healthier. I feel like my brain is clearer.
I know at one point in the beginning, when you would do your podcast, you kind of struggled with just having the focus and energy to do it.
Yeah.
Did that get fixed now?
My change of lifestyle has definitely helped my anxiety in a bit, but like it hasn't like completely cured it. Like it's something that's just in me and I'm like taking medication for it. I've been trying different things, but I would say it's definitely helped a little bit, right? And especially once I like completely quit the vape, I know that will get much better because I know that vape equals to like heightening your anxiety. I know that like it's, you think that vaping gets rid of your anxiety probably in the moment, but it's all it's doing, it's like temporarily fixing it and then making it worse later.
Is that what you're doing next, quitting it?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like my last, like that's pretty much the final boss, right? Like that's all, that's the only thing I'm doing right now that's like unhealthy in a sense. Is the vape.
How has shopping for clothes and just your daily lifestyle changed?
I haven't shopped yet. I still have the same clothes from 7 months ago before I started.
Do they fit?
I don't fit in anything. I don't fit in anything. So I have to completely replace my closet, and I hate shopping. So it's going to be tough. I just have to like do it slowly and steadily. And just like whenever I see something I like, I'll like get it. But I just like don't like shopping.
But are you more confident putting stuff on now?
Oh yeah, like I feel
look like $1 million.
The weirdest things look better on me now because I like have a mannequin body now, which is like the craziest thing I've ever said, because I never thought I'd have like a body like that, but I can like wear whatever I want now, which is really nice.
Do you think that you're dressing nicer because of that? Like, are you grabbing those clothes that you normally wouldn't in the past?
Again, I have the same clothes as I have in my closet. So, like, everything, like, just does not fit. So, I'm wearing, like, the same, like, 2 pants that, like, only fit me.
Right.
And I still wear my shorts and shit. But, like, I haven't really been, like, shopping yet. So, I couldn't, like, even answer. Like, right now, I, like, kind of still just the same.
Yeah.
But I can't wait to, like, explore that route of, like, just different clothes that I would never wear just because it wouldn't look good on me.
What do people who haven't seen you in a while say to you now?
That I look better. I look good.
Do they see a huge difference?
Yeah, definitely. Because I was like clearly like bigger and chunkier, but I hid it pretty well under my clothes. So like the people that really know me know that I like look better now, but I feel like you see it like mainly in my face. Like I've lost a lot of like my like big double chin. There was a picture that let me show you. There was a picture. I went to a red carpet premiere for a movie, and I took a picture on the carpet, and I realized that, oh wow, I haven't taken a picture on the red carpet in like a year. And then I took both pictures, and it's just of my face. I look like a completely different human. I was shocked. I had to show like a couple people because I didn't know if I was going crazy or not, like how difference of the two pictures were. And everybody was like, whoa. Okay. This is before.
Uh-huh.
After.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
You're Hawkeye now. You're literally like the cast member.
That looks like that's like my cousin. Like it looks like me and my cousin took a picture together and like those. Cause it doesn't even look like my brother. Does it? Like the resemblance is not even there anymore. I just look like a different person.
You it's have crazy. Definition now in every part of your face.
Like, where did half my face go? You know what I mean? My face is like not like, I feel like someone chopped my face in half.
I feel like I'm looking at an old picture of me.
It makes no sense.
That's crazy.
You could post that on here too. I was going to post that and I was like, I don't want to post that. It's always weird. Like this is me before this, but I'll just wait till the doc comes out.
Yeah.
But that's just like a crazy difference when I saw this, cause I went on like Getty Images, I was like, I wonder what the pictures look like. Because I never look at red car. I take it and then I never look at it because I just know it looked horrible. And I was like curious of what I looked like that night.
Overall, how much did you lose?
I started at like a 208, I would say, like 208, 210. I'm now at like a 169.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
What's the future going to look like for you? Are you going to maintain it?
To some degree, right? I still like the diet that I'm on right now. I love it from like Monday through Friday. Like to me, it's like a work day. For on the weekends, I'll cheat a little bit. I'll dabble with like, you know, my favorite things. Like I'll have cookies, I'll have cake here and there, but like I just won't overeat. Like again, I would overeat anytime I touched any of those things, and that would be like a 24/7 type thing. So my head was like, okay, look, I can continue to do it this way and like feel unhappy that I like can never touch these things and like feel unsatisfied, or I can like still do like 85% of the diet, 90% of the diet that I'm on right now, stick to Mondays through Fridays where like just eat clean, which I don't mind doing. And then when like Friday night or Saturday night hits, then I'm like, I go out to eat. I'll have like a steak with like mashed potatoes, and then like I'll eat pretty like good, and then I'll have that like cake in the end. And I know I'll feel satisfied because like my body has completely like just flipped.
Do you appreciate it in a different way? In the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking we could pull one of the best autographs in the game, but guess what? With zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now, when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. What I love is the display of the available cards, the hit rates, and the grading. Arena is a marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, displaying, and with Arena Club Slab Packs, they're revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. So whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/lightweights. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, go to arenaclub.com/lightweights for 10% off your first purchase. This episode is sponsored by Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning platform available on desktop or as an app, and that it truly immersifies you in the language that you want to learn. Maybe you have an upcoming international trip or you want to connect with a family or a friend. I know a lot of people who want to learn a new language just to pick up a new hobby. I can personally attest to this as I used Rosetta Stone when I went to Italy for my honeymoon. It helped me brush up on the Italian that I learned back in school, and I was able to get through the land and speak the native language. It made it so much more fun, plus my wife loved it. They're the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, Polish. There's no English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in the language. Plus, there's lifetime membership and access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. A steal. Don't put off that language learning. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Lightweights podcast listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language learning courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. It's the Joe Guarantee.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Appreciate
the cake now in a different way.
Yes. Yes. I still love it as much as I did back then, but I know just so like everything has to be controlled in the day, right? Like I love, you know, we all love doing certain things, but you just can't do it every day because you'll like lose it and you'll kind of go off the deep end, which is exactly what happened to me. So now I like when I like even have a couple bites, I'm just like, that was so good. And then I like, I don't need it for another, like, you know, 4 or 5 days.
I think that's what I did too. I'd never understood the balance and how much to actually eat.
And it might sound crazy because, you know, I'm sure a lot of people listening that, you know, they just eat whatever they want to. And I was doing the same thing. And it's crazy to ever think that, like, why would I not eat whatever I want? It's food. Who cares? And it's like, yeah, you're right. Who cares? But like, if you just like train your body for at least like a month or two to just cut it Even by half, like you don't have to do what I did, but just like cut it in half and just like not only always do, but just like do it here and there. Your body will just not want it.
Right.
And it's just good because it's just healthier. Like your body shouldn't be having that shit in your body, or your body shouldn't be having that food in your system.
You haven't seen the Zila doc at all?
No, I have not. They're just like me. Because I feel like me and Ilya are the same person. And when it comes to like creative self or like projects, I've noticed that whenever we do something, he will not let me see it till it's 100% complete.
Oh, you haven't seen any of it?
No, I haven't. The only thing I've seen is a trailer. Don't know what the doc looks like at all. I don't know the direction they've gone. Nothing. And I'm like terrified because I'm like, I want to see what it looks like, but I just know they did a really good job. They really put like, they're all in it. They kind of constructed the documentary in a different way. It's not like the other docs. I think this one, they try to make it like just feel and look more serious, which I, you know, completely respect. And I'm honored that they put me in like a doc where they just want to change it up and make it look different. That's really cool. And I can't wait to see that. But they won't let me see it until I think we're going to review it tomorrow all together.
As a group?
As a group, just to like, you know, just to kind of like see how it's flowing. If there's anything I want taken out or anything is too like, you know, because like I'm pretty, there's definitely a few things where like we got like very emotional. There are a lot, like we put a lot of deep aspects into it where I talk about my past and all that, but I talked a lot about certain things and I don't want everything in because there's some stuff that like, you know, not everybody needs to know, but like in a moment when we were interviewing, I was like saying all these things, but we're just gonna look at that and just see how it feels. I honestly don't expect me to cut out anything, but yeah, it's gonna be like, I think 45 minutes to an hour. I don't even know the length of it, but yeah, I'm really excited.
Thinking back to the entire journey, what was the hardest thing for you?
The food was the hardest thing. Like, I think after the first 2 months, once you get past that, like getting up and working out is just like now part of you. You get up and you just want to do it. Like, you feel like you're like, oh, I'm just going to get it done. It's work.
Because you weren't like, working out prior to that, like on a strict routine.
Not on a strict routine, but I was working out before. I started working out a little regularly after last year when I quit, when I was doing it with Heath.
Right. You quit it first time.
I was still working out, but not as like committed as I was this time around.
What percentage of diet versus working out do you think it was that got you to where you are?
Truly 85%, 90% diet.
Oh, wow.
It's all diet. So if you're going to start working out every single day and still eat the way you're eating, you will never, ever see a change. And that's what I noticed. Because last year I was working out regularly, but I did not change my diet and I got nowhere. Nowhere. You'll build a little muscle, but that's it. But like that, what's the point of building that muscle when you like don't even really see it? Like it's just like kind of like covered in your fat at that point.
I want to get into more of like the science of it.
Yeah.
So how much protein did you have per day?
I was having between like 180 to 200 grams of protein a day.
And at that time you were weighing like 180, 170?
At that time I was weighing, yeah, around like 180, 190.
So like around your body weight, maybe a little more.
Yeah, and I would make sure most of those proteins came from like the food. So
natural foods.
Yeah, it came from like eggs. It came from chicken. It came from turkey.
Red meat?
In the beginning, I was having it like maybe two times a week, three times a week. But then I went down to just having it once a week on my high fat days.
To change it up or why?
After 4 or 5 months, I switched to carb cycling. And that completely shredded me down. In 2 weeks.
Can you explain what that is?
For 4 days, I would do low fat day. For 2 days, I would do equal day. And then 1 day, I would do high fat day. So for the low fat days, I would pretty much eat, it would be like high sugar, high carbs, and low fat. But sugars and carbs, as in like good sugar and good carbs.
Like
good,
fruits.
Like fruits. And carbs would be like oatmeal or rice, or, you know, white rice, or like anything like that. It has to be like complex carbs in order for it to work. You can't just have like pasta. Like that doesn't count as like good carbs. And then I'd keep my fats really, really low. So it'd be like between 1 gram of fat to like 6-7 grams of fat a day for the low fat days.
Did that make you feel weird?
Right now, my favorite days are low fat days because I like my sugar. So being able to have the fruit, that type of stuff, I'd rather have that than than like fat.
What kind of fruits did you go to?
Strawberries, apples, bananas, grapes. But you can't like overeat those, right? You have to eat like only like a cup of strawberries or a cup of grapes, or because, you know, too much of that sugar is still like bad. You have to like balance it out. So those were like good days for me. And I would eat a lot. There was never a point where I didn't get hungry, or there's never a point where I got hungry. That was like the rule. Like my nutritionist said, never let yourself get hungry, and you have to eat every 2 hours or every 2.5 hours. Don't let your body go like more than 3 hours without eating, or like this won't work. That's so not like
you were doing like the 5 to 6 mini meals a day.
Pretty much. Yeah. And like, but my lunches and dinners and breakfast were still like filling. And then my snacks would be like yogurt, fruit. And then my high fat days, which I had one, was a really awesome day because I got to have like chicken wings, meatballs, bacon,
what kind
whole
of chicken
eggs,
wings?
Chicken, like, not the breaded ones, only fried.
Like air fried.
Yeah. No, fried in oil.
Oh.
I could have as much oil and butter as my heart desires.
Interesting.
On high fat day. Why I didn't like high fat day as much fat as I was allowed to have throughout the day, you can't have not a gram of sugar or carbs. No sugar or carbs throughout the whole day. So no fruits, no tomatoes, no nothing like that.
But you weren't hungry for it. Like you didn't crave it.
Oh, I was craving it.
You were.
Which is the reason why like those fat days were becoming my least favorite days, as much as the food was awesome.
Right.
Like having that meatball and chicken wing, that's awesome. Like I love that type of food, but like not being able to have the sugar with it, like right after, it killed me.
And while you were doing that, were you working out every day?
Yeah, I was working out, I would say like 5 days a week.
Lifting heavy?
I didn't start lifting heavy. I like worked my way up there. So like, you know, we all start somewhere, and then by like the fifth, sixth month, I started lifting heavier and heavier. And then I wanted to really just max out on the weights because I just wanted my muscles to get, you know, grow my muscles as much as I could. So I would just pretty much lift as heavy as possible in the like the last remaining weeks.
And then how many steps of cardio were you doing?
So in the beginning, I was doing between 10 to 12,000 steps a day, which is so important. I feel like when you're starting, those steps are so important.
And clarify like what a step is. You're not running.
A step is a step. A step is whatever, anything that where it makes you take a step, that's a step.
You're walking.
Yeah, you could walk, you could run, you could do whatever you want to get those steps in. I was doing that in the beginning. And then the last few months, I have to keep my heart rate at a certain level, and I can't overheat my body, because overheating your body, that burns your fat, but it also burns your muscle. And I didn't want to burn my muscle because it's hard to like gain muscle and lose fat at the same time. So the best way to do it that I was told, which 100% worked, was I would hike, I would go outside, do a lot of outside workouts. Remember, we were boxing, I was sweating outside. I was told to stop doing that when I got to a point where I lost most of the fat and I need to gain that muscle. I was told to just get on the treadmill and do uphill incline and keep my heart rate at a certain point. So I kept my heart rate between like a 113 to like a 128.
And what was the reasoning for that?
To not overheat, because that's like the fat burning stage.
That's where you only burn fat, not muscle.
That's where you only burn fat. Yeah. So I was at like a 2 miles an hour speed uphill between like 13 to 16, depending on my heart rate. So I would keep it between there. I'd have to go up and down on the incline. And you do that for a straight hour every single day. And
1 through 10, how much did that help?
10. Wow. But it says you have to do it every day. You do it every single day, and it feels like it takes so long because it's an hour. You barely break a sweat on there. I barely broke a sweat on there on the treadmill, but it was working. All that together with the diet, the treadmill, the lifting every day, it was almost like a cheat code. But I wasn't doing it unhealthily because I was still eating good. I was never hungry, and I was consistent.
How long did it take you to do everything?
I would say like seven months. Yeah. Seven and a half months. And I see, you know, it's interesting because I see a lot of people.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator.
Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'll say this is so unhealthy, especially like seeing comments about like saying how like Zila is not doing it right. The people that were that did the program, they're getting it back. It's like you can't blame Zila for that. It's like when you're on a diet for so long, you just want to you might just want to eat again. And like you have every right to eat again. Just because you get into a good shape doesn't mean you have to stay there. Like everybody has a right to like want to do whatever they want with their body. You know, he doesn't look as shredded as he did before, but it's because he's enjoying his life now. He wants to be able to eat what he wants again. And that's completely fine. You know, it's not like he gained it all back too. Like he's like throughout the journey, he's learned like portion control. He's learned not to overeat and he still instilled those things. So I think once we finished this program, it still benefited us in some way. Like we took it and we learned from it and we like try not to get back to what we look like when we started the journey. Cause Heath was like heavy, but now he's like, he doesn't look shredded, but like he knows when to stop now. And I think that's what's important about like this like journey that we're all on, you know? And when it comes to me, I know I'm not gonna like have these abs after I'm done. Having abs is like the hardest thing to keep because that's all diet. And I've never like cared about abs, right? Like I'm like, after I'm done, I'd rather dabble with some of the things that I enjoy that makes my heart happy than to have like abs, you know? So I might lose them, but like I learned to not like overeat and to like discipline myself. And I think we all learned that.
Yeah.
After we're done.
I mean, you're going to balance out to where you want to be.
Yeah.
And I think that's where I am now. But now that summer's coming around, that's where I'm trying to get back into it now.
Yeah, exactly. Which is so exciting about like all this for doing this for the past 7 months is that I know if I ever got back to the way I looked, or if I lose like half of what I look like because I decided to go on a bender, or like I went on vacation for a month and I just like, I know I can get back easily. I know exactly what to do. I know exactly the plan I need to go on. And I know the workouts that I need to do.
I have that same mindset. Yeah,
all that on the Zila app when you download the Zane God, the Zane Hijazi workout God, baby.
So what is that?
Okay, so we're pretty much...
There's an app coming out.
Yeah, there's an app coming out on Zila. There's an app coming out called the Zila app. And on there, you can get my guide that pretty much takes you step by step of exactly what I did through my like 7 month journey. I think they have it on there for 4 months, but like if you want to continue, you just keep continuing it. You just keep doing what the app is telling you. And it's going to show you what I ate, what I did, what workouts I did. And as long as you stay consistent to exactly what that app is telling you, it's literally like foolproof.
And you're guiding the people? Like, yes, it's you doing the exercises?
Yeah, I'm like talking to everybody. I'm telling them what to do. And I'm also doing all the exercises so they could see me do the exercises. But yeah, all that comes out on the 20th.
So you didn't do a protein or anything. This is what you came out
this
with.
It was the guide. We're like, you know what? Let's just give everybody exactly what I did to get to where I was today.
Did you get the most ripped out of everybody?
I don't think so. I think Heath and I are pretty much the same.
What was your lowest?
Because Heath was really ripped.
What was your lowest body fat percentage?
My lowest recorded was 9.7%.
Wow.
Yeah. So Heath was at a 12%. What last recorded was 12%, but he didn't actually do a DEXA for like another month before his last shoot.
Right. He kept
and
going.
He looked like fit. He was shredded. So I like we all think that he was also around like a 9%.
Oh my God.
But they never did the DEXA.
Right.
So like they'll never know. But he was like shredded.
9% is insane.
Insane. And it's achievable. It's achievable. I did not think it was achievable because my goal was 12%. And then I told Ilya, let's make it 13%. Let's make it realistic because I don't think I'm going to hit it. And I completely like over exceeded that and hit 9%.
What body fat percentage did you start at?
I started at like 25.7%.
25.7, and you got down to 9.
9, yeah.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
That's crazy.
It's like unbelievable. I'm so proud of myself and just also so shocked with myself that I was able to just focus and like just stick with it.
Do you have your photos already picked out for what you're going to post?
The before and after, again, we're trying to find, like, I don't have any good befores, but I have the auditorium one.
Okay.
That I was going to post. This one. Hold on.
That's crazy.
Isn't that
Zane?
Crazy? That's crazy.
You're a bodybuilder.
It looks like a competition photo that I went to and took, like, but it's not me.
Did you stuff your little mankini?
Yeah, I put a sock in it. It was showing too much because it was like really, really tight. And I was like, I don't want my like imprint of my junk unless, you know, I don't have an OnlyFans. So like I wanted to save it just in case, you know, but I just coated it with a sock. Right. And because that underwear is very revealing.
Right.
Crazy underwear that they all have to wear in those competitions.
Can we talk injuries?
Yes.
Did you have any while working out?
I threw out my lower back at some point.
Was that from bad form?
Most likely. I feel like bad form is probably like the main reason why people get into injuries while working out. They're either, they do it the wrong way. Yeah, that's actually, I think that's like the main reason why people are injured. But yeah, I like went down. My back probably wasn't like where it was supposed to be. And then I completely threw my lower back. I also have a bad lower back. So like, I think it's just very sensitive to like, you know, positions in general. And then I just pulled my neck this morning.
Sleeping?
I don't know if it was from the workout yesterday or the way I slept, but like the fact that it's still there is weird. Like normally this is from working out. Like if I like if I'm doing this and like you kind of use your neck a little bit, that's it. Like it pulls and then I'm like out for the week. It's just that not healing, and it's a little scary because I still have a week left before.
I know injuries kind of make people not want to keep going. Did that ever work with you?
It's definitely soul crushing because when you're working out intensely for like a good few months and then you take that week off, you just feel like weaker. You feel like you come back and you feel like you're back at square one, but you're not really. Like that first day back is a little rough, but like once that second day, third day, you're right back to where you were. It just kind of kills you when you like have a strict regimen of what you do every day. And then it's just like an injury like that, just like kind of whacks it in the neck.
Literally.
Yeah. Literally. It just like breaks your spirit a little bit, but,
Where did you find your motivation?
I think it was like the results, like being able to post the results, being able to show everybody. I think that's always exciting. I always say celebrate your accomplishments whenever you do something really difficult. Like for me, this was so difficult and I've always went back and forth in my head. I was like, oh, is this like lame to like post this? Is this like something that people are going to look at and like eye roll? But it's like, you shouldn't feel like nervous to post anything like that, because it was really hard. Like in your world, like in my world, this was really, really hard. And I just want to like show it off, you know, because I feel like I rarely get to show off anything that I like do on the internet. And especially since I've been doing this for the past 7 months, I just wanted to like kind of not only like show it off, but to show people that like this is like possible. You can do it. And especially like someone like something like this coming from me, like the weakest person when it comes to that type of stuff, it's like it's possible and you can do it.
I mean, you used to be drunk party guy.
Yeah.
Are you still?
I'll have my moments, but now I won't do it every weekend now like I used to, you know. Now, like, even when I'm done, if people are going out on like a Saturday and it's like nothing special, it's not like an event or a party, I'm just gonna like, do I need to like drink tonight? Like, I'm just gonna stay home. I'd rather just stay home and like watch a movie or something. Or if like, you know, if Coachella is coming up, that's like a weekend that like everyone's gonna be out, we're having fun, I'll probably drink during Coachella, you know what I mean? So like, I think it all depends on the situation and the vibe, but like, I'm definitely gonna cut my drinking down by like at least 70% for sure because of this, because it's like out of my system now. It's like, it's not, my body doesn't crave going out, it doesn't feel like it has FOMO when people are out at a bar. Like, it's just like it has left my body.
That's great.
Again, it takes like what how many days does it take to break a habit?
I don't know.
45, is it 45 days?
Maybe.
45 days. If you don't do it for 45 days, it just like, it just leaves your system. It's really weird.
What happened in Joshua Tree?
It was just a really nice, relaxing time with the Zila team to like go out and just hike and do like bath saunas, or not bath saunas, like
a self-care retreat?
Like yeah, it was like a self-care retreat, kind of like, because I slipped up because of the two weddings I went on, and like, you know, I was drinking, you know, I kind of went off the deep end just a little bit, you know, like I just like didn't stick with my diet and everything. So we went on this retreat just to kind of get back on the train.
And did it help? And
yeah, I think it really helped. It was really nice. It was nice to just be in the middle of nowhere and just not be in the city.
Is there anything else in the doc that was really hard while you were filming it? Did Ilya make you do anything super strenuous, like run a certain amount of miles or do the stairs in Santa Monica? Did you have to do anything?
No, you know what? I didn't really have a goal. We were trying to come up with something for the doc that was like something really, really tough for me to do, but we just couldn't come up with anything. So we just, we did something else, but I don't want to say it in here. I think people should just watch the doc.
Okay.
Cause it's like a surprise.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Was I there?
Did I see it?
Oh, no. There's something else.
Yeah, no, it was just like a cool thing that I was able to get because of this new body. You know what I mean? So if I say it now, then it would just like kind of ruin that like surprise.
Yeah, guys, go watch it.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. It's not that big of a deal. It's just like cool.
What do you think it is that makes people fall off their weight loss journey?
You need like some sort of motivation, right? To like want to do it. Just try to figure out what that motivation is and then set that goal and then just do it. How's the married life been?
Lovely.
That's good.
It's actually really fun. And today's our first Valentine's Day as a married couple.
Oh, as a married couple. Yeah. What are you going to do?
I bought a candle making kit. So we're going to make candles because she loves candles.
Okay.
And then she wanted to go to our favorite Thai place. So we're going there.
Okay.
And I got her a really cool leather jacket.
All right.
Because she's going to be cold.
You're hitting every like...
I think
every
so.
Every branch right now.
I got a card.
Flowers.
I got flowers.
Okay.
No chocolates because we're healthy now. We don't need it.
But you have to find some sort of like treat, no?
We'll probably go to Salt and Straw after.
Oh, good. Okay. You have to like figure out like the, because it's Valentine's Day, you know?
Have you ever been to Anita Gelato?
Anita. Anita.
Yeah. It's this other, it's like a gourmet gelato. But it's kind of like Salt and Straw, but like times 20.
Is it in the city? Is it here?
There's one in Tarzana, and there's one in LA, and there's one in New York, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I've never heard of it.
Zane.
Is it like fancy, or is it more like kind of like the neighborhood type?
It's like both.
Everybody's telling me, Zane, where we're celebrating is like, we can't celebrate too much or I'll be right back to where I start. Oh yeah, I'm getting Anita Drive.
A-N-I-T-A gelato.
But you see, ice cream, I don't even like, I think after all this, my body's now become
a robot?
No. What is it called when you're lactose intolerant?
Oh, you can't digest it anymore?
I just feel like it doesn't go through my body right anymore.
That's interesting.
Dairy.
I feel
so
the same
way,
actually.
So I try to avoid it.
Because whenever I have it, I have really bad stomach
exactly.
pains.
Exactly. And I think because my body now has been like so just, has been rewired.
Uh-huh.
I think like anything just even a little bad, just kind of like.
Do you still love your donuts?
I love donuts. Yeah, donuts are great. I like donuts. I think that's like the only pastry that I really like is donuts. I don't eat like croissants and like any that type of like pastries.
Do you miss fast food at all?
Yeah, no, I do. I love In-N-Out. I just like, I don't like crave it anymore. Also having like the low fat days and high fat days have really made me not crave, like high fat days, like the chicken wings and the meatballs. I don't crave that anymore because it's now associated with me not being able to have sugar that day. So it's like, it's in my head is like, oh man, I can only crave that because like, I don't get to have my sugar. So like, that's not even worth it.
Right.
It's crazy the way it like just...
Are you going to keep doing the low-fat, high-fat stuff?
I think so. I think, like, Monday through Friday, I'll probably do low-fat day. And then on the weekends, I'll, like, cheat. Because it's really hard to cheat and not have all three things.
Right.
Like, carbs, fat, and sugar. Because, I mean, the combination of the three is just fantastic. So I think I'll like, figure it out. I'm going to, like, try different ways and see, like, what I like the best.
Uh-huh.
And make it, like, a game.
And then are you going to get back to doing your cardio the same?
Yeah, I think I was going to do cardio like three times a week, four times a week. My mom said like I don't need to like go back to doing it every day like I was. Doing it three, four times a week is fine. She said I can go hiking again. I can like do like the fun outdoor stuff again because I've like lost that like fat that I needed and gained the muscle that I needed.
You seem like you have it figured out now.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've had 7 months to figure it out. And it's been a journey trying to figure that out. But like now I know exactly what I feel like. I was calling my mom every day because my mom helped me out a lot on this. My mom was giving me tips every day. I would have to call her like a kid every single day. Like, hey, can I eat this with this? Can I like do this on this day? And now I call her like maybe once every 2 weeks to talk about when it comes to food stuff. Like we still talk like a lot, but it's rare where I'm just like, hey, can I eat this with this? And then normally she's just like, oh, Zane, you know that. You know you can't. I was like, oh, yeah, you're right. Just trying to get some like insights on my mom.
Is your mom a bodybuilder or a fitness competitor?
No, she's just really into fitness. She's been working out for a long time. She's done like bikini competitions. Uh-huh. And has just always been in shape. She's a firefighter too. So she like is built for that. My dad has always been in shape too. Like he still plays soccer like every few days. He's on a team right now.
Yeah.
And my brother's in shape too. He works in the fire academy too. I was pretty much the only one that like was just completely out of shape.
When you were at Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Were there snacks and stuff that tempted you?
It was at my house. So we didn't have like too much junk there.
That's like my weakness. Every time I go out.
I know. That's why I try to avoid it. I was avoiding going to like any parties, any like events or anything like that because I knew there would be food there and I didn't want to like.
But now you're going to go to those things?
Yeah, I can go to those things now. And even if I did want to like sneak something in, like I can do it now because I'm just maintaining. I just can't like go overboard. It would take a lot for me to like get back to what I was. Mm-hmm. Like it would be, that means something's happening in my life where I'm completely overeating and like you should probably call me because something's not right in my life.
I feel like you're going to kill it after this. Like you're going to find that balance.
I'm pretty confident that I'm going to stick with it for the most part. Yeah. Because it feels great. Good. I just feel lighter. I feel like I can jump and not feel like I'm about to break the floor under me. And I feel like that time has just passed, right? Like I'm 30 years old. Like I really need to like be healthier, you know? Because I mean, I know a lot of older people, man. They've been unhealthy all their life and it's tough. It's tough being older and not being healthy and not being like physically active and all that. So I'm just glad I like nipped that in the butt in my early 30s, you know? And And I'm like really excited for the future of like my physical health and like just being able to do things with like my grandkids and being able to move around.
That's the coolest thing. The fact that you did it, but now you have that knowledge.
Yeah.
Like if I do get a little, I just need a little maintenance, like a couple weeks and I'll get back there.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's where I'm at now.
Yeah.
So it's cool.
And I'll never go like do a full day of eating bad. That's like not in my DNA anymore.
One meal.
Just one meal.
And then tomorrow, back at it.
Back at it. Yeah.
I never learned that.
Yeah. But I was really bad with that too. I woke up, I ate one bad meal. I was just like, I can't wait for my next bad meal.
Lunch
and then
is gonna
I got, and then I
dirty.
Got dinner, baby. Yeah.
We're going to mukbang three times.
Can't
today.
Wait. But, yeah.
Is there anything else?
Oh, Heath and I have a new show coming out in the end of this month. Can't tell you anything more than that.
Wait, what?
Or it will give it away. So.
What is it? Slip.
Just a new show. Just a new show.
About what? I know what it is.
I know you do know it. I know you know what it is.
I do know what it is. Cool.
It's exciting. You know, something different. We've been working on it for months and we're about to launch it. And just fresh. Just keep it new. Keep it fresh. Keep it fun. That's where we're learning.
Is it a weekly thing?
Yeah.
Guys, Zane's doc is going to be linked down below. Make sure to go check it out. Leave a thumbs up. Give Zane some love. Because what you did, I think, is the hardest thing to do.
Thank you.
Is
it really was. And you did it too. Like, we all did it.
We did it together.
It's tough. It's really tough. It's not for the weak-minded.
It's
you
an
have
everyday
to stay
thing.
Focused. Yeah.
Every day, nonstop, food,
if
fitness.
If you got to cut your friends and not see them for a little bit, just do it.
Don't like, be afraid to go away.
Yeah, it will be worth it. I like cut off communication from a lot of people throughout this. And it sucked in the beginning, but like it works out in the end and you will thank yourself.
That's
I
so
learned
true.
A lot about myself too, just like being able to like... Just take care of yourself.
Do you feel more confident in doing things that you're afraid of now?
No.
Oh, that I'm so opposite.
No. I still have that to work on.
Are you more confident like doing your podcast now, like being in front of the camera, seeing those clips? Like
it's helped a little bit, but like I.
You look better. What do you mean?
It's not me. The way I looked that made the podcast hard for me. It had nothing to do with the way I looked. Remember, it's like my anxiety. My like, it's talking.
Yeah. But like, don't you like look forward to seeing the clips? Like, oh, maybe I look really good in this light.
Oh no, No, did you see what I looked like in the beginning when we started the podcast? I looked like shit.
That wasn't
at all what I was worried about with the clips. I was worried about what I said. Like, did I sound like an idiot? Did I make sense here? That will never go away. That I got to figure that one out. But at least I got this out of the way.
Cool. You know? All right.
Okay. That's it.
Thanks for watching.
That's all I got for you. My toe was in this the whole time. I hope you enjoyed that.
Huge shout out to Feet Finder.
Yeah. Right. That's for you, babies.
Lightweights. Help!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.